Just for you, if we can first start off with the magnitude of this game, what went into this week for team prep, but also has there been talks of what's happening back home with the president declaring gender-based violence and femicide as a pandemic year? Has that been part of your chats this year today for the people of SA?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I had a conversation now with Matt about it, and I think that's big news. And it's great that it's been acknowledged finally. But I think acknowledging is one thing, but action has to be taken. Like, there has to be a plan behind what's happening. You know, I think we all have a part to play, and I think there's many organizations in South Africa that are doing work in this space. And I think from the work that I've seen in the foundation, the partners that we have, I think there's still so much to be done. I know I've seen some videos now before I came here of people of people walking in South Africa in support of this. And I think for us, for me, like, I've been really, it's been a big thing. Like, I grew up in a community where it's been a big problem, where it's, you see it every day that all of a sudden it becomes normal. And, you know, and I've seen it in my own personal life, in people that I've grew up with, people that I love very much. And I think there's nothing I could have done then, but today I have the platform, and I have way things, I'm able resources to do things to make a difference, and we're doing a bit of that. So yeah, it is big news that the president acknowledged it, but it's gonna be really important to see what comes after it. So it's one thing saying that is there, but what are going to be the plans? What actions are going to be taken? And everybody's got a role to play. You know, I think you don't have to have money to be able to have your voice if you're in a community where you can be a good example. Because I think if we had a lot more men who led us in the right way, you know, showed us the way, I think we would have been in a better place. So yeah, I think. Well, we'll see what the team's gonna do. Obviously, we've got a day to speak about it and see what we can do as a team as well to show support, because we all have people we love, and we're all human beings. This is something that on doesn't only affect a certain gender, but it's a human issue. It should affect every single human being, whether in South Africa or not. You know, I think it's a problem that we all need to stand up and raise our voices and do what we can.
So,
Thanks, C. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Sim.
Question for Felix. We've spent the whole week reciting the numbers about, you know, how difficult it has been for the Springboks against this team. What's your granular sort of analysis of why this has been such a difficult opponent for the Springboks?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, I think they've been in and around one, two, or three in the world for such a long period now, and that it probably goes back to the structures that Ireland have created over the last number of decades. Their school system, their club system, their academies, how it's all feeding into the national team quite successfully. From a very high level, they've really nurtured and capitalized and worked hard at making sure their feeder system is in a good place. With this team specifically, first of all, I think they're extremely well coached, and have been for a long time, from the foundations that were laid from Declan Kidney and Les Kiss all the way through to Joe and Andy now, obviously, and the guys that are in there at the moment, Paul O'Connell and Andrew Goodman. And there's just so many quality coaches that have come through the Irish system, and of course then you have the players who have really accelerated that success over the last number of years through, again, it's pretty simple to say it, but very difficult to do, is unbelievable hard work, and that's seen in their style of play, the way it's developed over the years, their skill sets that have increased, the depth, the players that are coming through being at a professional level at a very early age. So I think There's many reasons for it, and it comes back to a lot of hard work and a lot of the foundations that were laid from people that are either no longer here or have left the organizations, but their legacy is staying on.
Thanks, Zena. How's it, guys? You guys have had two really good wins over the last 2 weekends with 14 men. Obviously, you guys will be hoping to keep 15 on the park this time. And I think that when you guys lost here in 2022, I think it was Peter Steph who got red carded as well. So, how important is it to try keep everyone on the field this game? And, how important is it to try and get a big win, to keep your winning momentum going?
Yeah, it is. Of course, we want to play with 15 men, and we've been working really hard since the beginning on all the controllables that we can, level changing, wrapping, and all that kind of stuff. We've been doing that over and over. But the one thing about us, we are an aggressive team, and we can't take that away from us. Hence, why we work so hard on those things to make sure that we can all stay on the field. Ireland is a really good team. That's why we struggled for so many years, winning here, because we're gonna need everybody at the game. And also, it's all about taking the opportunities. I think we've had in the games that we've lost by 1 or 2 points or 3 points. When we get the opportunity at the end, we don't take them. So we've learned a lot from our previous games, and we've worked really hard this week. Yeah, it is a very important game. Everybody knows that. So we're gonna be, we have to be ready and be at our best and take opportunities in every single moment that we get them this weekend.
Percy?
Thank you so much, Zina. Good afternoon, gentlemen. So I'm gonna kind of ask you, for the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks, the motivation kind of, in my opinion, came from the host team. They always had a good reason to perform well against the champions, the Springboks, the visitors. What is Siya Kolisi and his team's motivation getting into this match tomorrow, Thursday?
But now we have, I mean, we it is an honor. Like we say that all the time, and a privilege to put on the jersey, for the Springbok jersey. So our motivation and our purpose is consistent every single game. Nothing changed. It doesn't matter who we're playing. We give respect to the team that we're playing against, and we work as hard as we can. And obviously, we know it's a big year, and obviously the World Cup pools are also open. So we've been fighting so hard to try and remain number one in the world. And I think we've done well so far. And this is, and our motivation and our purpose for the game comes within us. It's never about we know we do a, we show our respect to the opposition by studying them and seeing their plans and seeing what they're good at and also what we. But the way that we play and who we play for, the people that we play for, we say it every week for the people back home and what we are able to do for people that are that are at home and what this team means. That drives us each and every single time. And also our own personal goals and the people that we represent, that comes within us as a group and what we want to achieve as a group. That's where our drive and motivation come from. So it helps us being consistent every single week, not about who we're playing, now we're going to change or our motives a little bit different. So yeah, we everything that we do each week comes with from within the group, but also what's happening back home and what we do and what we mean to our country back home.
We'll take three more questions online. Let's start with Mike.
Siya, just a word on Achir and his milestone. I mean, that guy's in his career had some terrible injuries. He's had to make fight back a lot. Just your thoughts on his contribution to the Springboks?
Yeah, no, I'm really happy for him. I'm so. Like you said, everything that he's been through, he could have given up any time. And I give credit to all the unions that have looked after him and stuck with him and still kept him and helped him get through his injuries. I know he had a difficult time during COVID and he was able to get through that. And he's still been there, even though when he wasn't with the group, and he messaging us, supporting us, wanting to be here and how much he missed it. And when he did come back, you can see what it's meant to him to be back with the group. And we really, I'm really grateful and happy that he's able to get this milestone. He missed 2 years without playing with this group. But yeah, he kept on moving and he kept on fighting. And what he does in the field, he's one of the most talented guys in this group. And I love how he's also taken the aggressive side of things, and because he's a big human being, It's a hard man to put down, and the way he's able to offload in the game, and it is allowed to be who he is, you know. And I love that about him, and it says a lot about him. He could have pushed and wanted to play first, but he knows what the team is about, and I think that's what makes this team special. We understand that the team comes before all of us. So I'm happy for him and his family for this moment tomorrow, and hopefully we can make it special for him.
Awesome.
Last
Thanks.
lots of questions, Grant, and then Lisa.
Thanks, C. Just in terms of the Irish attack, just to Felix, do you feel it's more structured than what you've seen before? And what's it like coming up against your country of birth, you and Jerry?
Firstly, I think is it more structured than before? I'm not sure I could say that. I think there's a couple of new faces in there, obviously, and Sam and Jack are obviously putting their stamp on things, and Craig is coming through and getting a little bit more time as thing goes as things go on. And obviously, they have a new face of Tommy O'Brien on the wing. Compared to what we would have been used to in the previous cycle, let's say. So I don't know what I say. It's feeling more structured or less structured than what was before. I think they've had quite a, I'd say it's evolved, and I think Andrew Goodman is doing a really good job there. And I would say they've got new faces in there, which maybe gives it a different flavour. In terms of your second question for Jerry and I, and we also have another Irishman on the staff, actually Paddy Sullivan. Look, it's a little bit different for us, tiny bit, but it doesn't impact anything at all. It's still we treat it very much as we would any other test match for the Springboks, which is of high importance. So,
Lisa?
Felix, and for you, please. It's been a tough week on the mental side. The coaches had to wait for clarity on Lewitt and so some. And then you're also playing in a very difficult place. How have you sort of sheltered the players, and how have they responded to all of those mental challenges that they were are going to face as well on Saturday?
I think look, you've for Lewin and for Franco in particular, I think that's probably the guys that you have to really feel for. Most of the other guys are professional enough and have been around enough long enough to know how to get on with things and to prepare. For those two guys, it is disruptive for those guys because are they going to be available? Are they not going to be available? Are they going to have to miss a session here because they have a consultation or a hearing or an appeal or whatever the case may be? So for those guys in particular who desperately want to be selected and to play for the Springboks and really did their absolute best in not only how they conduct themselves this week but in the moments in question, they really did their absolute best. And it's probably just disruptive for them more so than the team.